Well, there are some times where society says, this is unethical, or this is not the way we do it. And then you think to yourself, I don't think it's that bad. But you can't really say that out loud. Unethical things that some people deep down will say, that's fine. Want some examples?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ghosting. There are times where ghosting, first of all, ghosting, should you ever ghost someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, okay. So you already disagree with society because as a rule, ghosting, people would say, is bad. It's poor communication. I'm with you, Kelly and Maitland, who both said yes. I think there are times where ghosting is absolutely perfect. That's often what people deserve.
Yes.
I think there are times where it is, but I think more people use it more often than they should. Because I think in a lot of cases, it's just simply a coward's way out of saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
That
like,
is
I've
also
had people
true.
Ghost me before, and I'm not a person who makes a big deal out of something, or I'm not going to create a fight. I might be disappointed, but if somebody says, hey, look, this isn't working for me, I don't want to. And you go, okay. Like, I was dating this one girl, and she goes, don't blow up my phone. And I go, I wouldn't blow up your phone. But thanks for saying that. But at least I knew there was a definitive ending to that situation. But I was appreciative that she didn't just ghost me. But I have had that happen before. And you go, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, did they die? Like,
now, Kelly, what you say, ghosting can be fine.
Absolutely. It's totally fine. You hardly know somebody and the date goes weird. They say something weird on the date that makes you uncomfortable. You start to realize that they're like, morals are just deeply concerning.
Yeah.
Bye forever. I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I've had situations where somebody becomes obsessed so fast and it's like, okay, I'm not just going to ghost you. I'm going to block you.
Where any sort of response is going to be seen as an open invitation.
Yeah. Like
more.
I'm immediately your girlfriend. No, thanks. Like there are definitely some people I've hit it off with and it like my ex-husband, it was immediate. And that was for both of us. But there are other times where it's like, okay, this is weird. Like yeah.
You just want to say settle down.
Yeah. Like, whoa, slow down, bud.
Maitland, is that along the lines of what you were thinking or is it different?
Yeah. I think, like Kelly said, you don't really owe somebody all that much when you're just starting to get to know each other. I do think once you have gotten to know each other and you've been talking for maybe like months and months or you've gone on a couple dates and then they just disappear off the face of the earth. That's a little bit more of a problem. But by and large, ghosting's okay.
See, I still look at it as, I guess I treat those situations the same as I would a real life interaction. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Like, to me, that would be like having meeting somebody at a party and going, hi, I'm so-and-so, and having a short conversation as you're feeling it out. And then just instead of going, okay, well, I got to move on and talk to somebody else and just sort of politely sliding away.
Yeah.
Just looking at them and then just turning and walking away without saying anything. And you go, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, it leaves you with that weird empty feeling. Like, I don't mind that you walked away, but could you have just said, okay, this isn't, okay, bye, I'm on to the next thing.
Hey, bye.
Yeah, I don't know. I like a bye. I like a goodbye.
this person writes, I've had several people tell me it's not ethical to job hop. I should stay with a given company for a minimum of 3 years. Bleep that. Any company on the planet would sell your organs if it were legal and profitable for them. Anyone can be fired at a moment's notice. If I can give myself a 10% raise to take a new job, I'll do what's best for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think there can be cases of that. I think it also depends on, like, if you're trying to build a certain... Well, depending on if you're trying to
go
build
ahead,
a certain...
I know, I'm just laughing because someone wrote in before the segment and said, is this segment called Hot Wings Says It Depends?
Yeah.
And you've done it on both of them so far.
Yeah, well, I think it does. It depends on what you're trying to build in life. If you're trying to build a career... and you constantly are hopping, you're going to build a reputation for that. If you have the type of a job where it's not really, like, you're more of a cog in the machine, so to speak, probably not as big of a deal to go, hey, that's a better job, I'm just leaving.
I think most jobs are a cog in the machine at this point.
I think a lot of them are.
I think
yeah.
There was a time where loyalty to a company was rewarded with benefits like a pension
mm-hmm.
and job security, if it was a union job or even just if it was a job where it was sort of mom and pop. But I think most companies don't offer you, A, that sort of security when it comes to a pension or anything else, and B, there is no loyalty on the other way around.
Yeah, hell, you can hardly get a raise these days. Everybody's broke. It's crazy, and I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think if I've got a good friend of mine, he's brilliant and he works with banks. And he and his husband, they change jobs every few years because of that particular situation. They work for companies that are like, hey, you're great. We're going to start you off at this. And then they never give him anything after that. And they're like, yeah, you're still brilliant and you're doing even more than we've ever asked for. And he's like, all right, well, this other company is offering me even more and it's doing the same job I'm doing. So he bounces and financially takes care of himself. And I think that is so smart. Especially if you're still staying in something you're good at. Mm-hmm. I mean, do it. Yeah. Follow money. Always follow money, in my opinion. Unless, like, you're super, super happy at your job and you don't need it. But in his case,
that's
like,
the
he
whole
lives
happy
in a,
wins. Yeah.
Right. He lives in a very expensive city and wants to be able to maintain that lifestyle and not continuously be bogged down by a job that's like, hey, you're so good at this. Let me give you 10 more things and never pay you for it.
Yeah.
And, like, he says, okay, I'll do that until I find a job that will pay me for it. And that's so smart. I always think you should be looking for an opportunity if that's the situation you found yourself in. Always.
Okay, this one's heavier. The thing that would be considered unethical, this person writes, that I believe in, is I'm in favor of physician-assisted suicide becoming legalized in all 50 states. Ever since I saw my grandmother dying in hospice care and there was nothing else to do besides give her morphine for her pain, it made me in favor of physician-assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think as long as the patient has filled out that paperwork or whatever, you know,
and
crossed all the
T's.
Yeah, exactly. As long as they have made the decision and it's not the physician making the decision, like, you should probably die now. Obviously, that's
right.
Yeah.
It does seem weird to tell someone else. Feels a little big brother.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people taking their own lives, but if someone has been given, they know they're dying and they don't want to suffer, who is everyone else to tell them, no, you have to suffer and try to live? That is overstepping in my mind.
There's a story that we talked about years ago, probably 10 years ago, that lives rent-free in my brain and has ever since then, about a woman who was, I think she was about 70, maybe 75,
mm-hmm.
and she just opted to end her life with physician-assisted suicide. She went to a country where that was legal to do. I think she had to take up residency there for 6 months or something in order for her to be considered a resident and eligible to be able to do that. And the only reason that she did it was that she was healthy, she wasn't having any major medical issues, and she just wanted to, like, go out on a high note, for lack of a better term.
We played a news story about it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her family came and
her family was like, yeah, this is okay. This is what mom wants. She didn't want to wait until the end when there was suffering and difficult decisions had to be made by other people.
And she didn't want to take away all of, you know, she wanted to be able to hand off some of what she had accrued over her lifetime to her family that would have been taken away.
Yeah. She was like, I've lived a good life and I want to.
That said, if my parents had done that at 75 and they seemed to be in good health, it would have broken my heart.
Oh, it would have been,
But it would have been their decision.
It's their decision, yeah.
I'd be like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah.
You're not doing that yet. You're fine.
Maitland, is it okay to screen calls even though you have perfectly a good amount of time to answer the calls and to just tell the person, no, I just didn't want to talk?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I think it's okay, right?
Yeah. My sister, sometimes she'll call me and I'll be just waking up from a nap or just about to doze off or whatever. And I will sit there and I'll watch it. I'll just look at it. Go. Her little contact picture's up there. I'm like, oh, she's so cute. And I just sit there and I look at her. And then it goes away. And then I text her and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm really tired. Can't talk right now. I'll call you later. It's fine.
I think that works. I have a friend that's very good about staying connected, much better than me or most of my other friends for that matter. And he will text me now and say, if I call you in 5 minutes, are you going to answer? Because I've sent them to voicemail too many times. And I'll be honest and I'll say no, or yes, give me a call. I'll be around.
See, that's a good way to do it though, to text that person ahead of time and just say, hey, can I call you?
And then to their credit, they don't get butthurt on the times when I say no. They'll say, okay, give me a call when you have a chance.
I like that.
And then I forget. And then they call me a week or two later and go, are you ever going to call me? And I go, yes. Yes, I am.
Right now.
Yeah, I've done the Maitland method a lot of times. If I see something and go, ah, man, I don't want to right now. And then I'll just text and say, hey, I'm in the middle of something, but I'll call you later. without any real justification.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily go, I don't want to talk to you, but same thing. I'll just go, hey, I'm busy right now. Unless it's somebody that never calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I better answer this mm-hmm. because I haven't heard from this person in a long time and maybe this matters.
This might be a,
you know?
Yeah. This text just came in. Is this ethical? I'm self-employed in construction. If someone doesn't want to wait 3 months to fit into my schedule and they offer more money to jump to the front of the line and I do it, is that ethical to make others wait?
That's totally fine. It's your business.
Yeah.
No, it's totally unethical. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but that's unethical. If somebody's already in line ahead, the person with more money gets to skip the line. That's totally unethical.
That's the American way. Our company does it.
Sure.
Like if we're sold out on ads and another company comes in and wants to pay what they call, and it's not just our company, every radio company sure. I've ever worked for does it. They pay bump rates and they can bump someone out who already had their sale planned and their advertising going around. I've always thought it was kind of weird, but that's how it goes.
Sure. I'm not saying that people don't do it. I'm just saying it's unethical.
I certainly wouldn't like it if mine was about to start next week.
Right.
But they wouldn't tell me that they are going to do a job that paid more money. They'd say, hey, our stuff is running a little slower. We're going to bump you back by a week.
Yeah, a couple rain days got us back. Yeah, okay. But I mean,
so it's probably already happened to me.
But, you know, I mean, we see it with other, you know, jobs and things like that. Oh, somebody has money, so they get to buy their way into this or that. And it's totally unfair. It happens, but doesn't make it ethical.
Steve, is it ethical? You weren't listening. Maitland, is it ethical?
I don't know.
It probably isn't, but it is acceptable practice. I don't know.
I don't know if ethical or unethical is how I would describe it.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Yes,
I think
it's
it
okay.
is.
Sliding,
yes, it's okay.
Sliding scale.
Meaning?
Small business trying to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and, you know, make a little bit of money to stay in business. Yes. Big major corporation. No.
So you're saying like if you ordered a brand new vehicle and they said it's 8 to 12 months away and then you found out it was about to be delivered, but someone who had more money than you offered to pay $5,000 mm-hmm. over, you say that's not okay. But if you're getting a deck installed by a veteran who just started a decking company and that person says, well, somebody paid more, so I'm doing theirs first. You're okay with that?
Because
those were both actual examples that could happen to you.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it would suck either way.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
saying
would.
That I'd be like, heck yeah, go get that money. But I'd
it
get
would
it.
Feel more understandable.
Those are also specific things that you understand. Delays happen, especially mm-hmm. when you order a car. They do take a long time. When I went through the construction at my house, I wish I would have gone with the guy who told me, look, your project is smaller. And mine was a $20,000 project. And that's all I had to spend. So I was mm-hmm. balling on a budget. And he was so straight up with me. He was like, your project is smaller. So yes, I will start on it. But if a bigger project comes in, meaning more money, I will pivot to that because I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, absolutely, that's fine. But then I found another smaller company that said, we need the business now. We'll gladly take mm-hmm. this on. I wish I would have gone with the guy who was straight up with me. I wish I would have waited.
Yeah.
Because I ended up having a nightmare of a situation.
You
love
sure
my
did.
Bathrooms now. But it took them 6 months mm-hmm. just to do that. They were practically living with me. By the time they were done, this guy probably could have had me on his roster. While I started my project, I'd have been living in a little bit of a construction zone under the same exact circumstances with somebody who was actually straight up with me and probably 10 times more talented.
Probably.
Totally fine. It's your business. You have to survive.
I think if they're up front like that, though, I think it's when people aren't up front about it and then they just bump you. I think that's when it's unethical.
Yeah. If you're lying, it's probably bad. This one, unethical. Or is this unethical? I worked at a hospital where two patients needed transplants and their information got mixed up and both died due to that.
Oh,
and
geez.
No one got in trouble from all the people in that chain of command. It made me give up on healthcare and I stopped showing up to work. Was that unethical? No, not at all. That was a fair ghosting on your part.
Yeah.
If you are
that.
No longer passionate about the business because you believe dollars and cents is in the way of actually helping people, I don't blame you for changing jobs or not showing up for that job again.
What if you not showing up to work led to more deaths?
Well, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But you can't, in healthcare, you can't live like that. Because otherwise, anytime you were going to take a sick day, well, mm-hmm. what if somebody dies because I didn't go in?
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous slope
mm-hmm.
to be on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hot Wings, you are against, like, speed passes at amusement parks? Someone wants to know? Because that's someone paying more to go cut in line.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that is ethical in my world. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. And I also said on the ethical things that I understand why companies do it. Our companies do it. All kinds of companies do that where somebody with more money comes in. I'm just saying it's not ethical. I'm not saying it doesn't happen and that I would never do that. But I also put myself in the other shoes. Like, say, you know, you're waiting for a flight and you've been sitting there and everything's been delayed and you're standing. You're the next one to get on. And some jerk with a $10,000 bill comes up and goes, put me on the plane, and you get nothing. You get to sit here for another 12 hours.
You'd lose your mind. I would.
Yeah, it'd be, oh, because he has a few extra bucks.
I'd get arrested on TV.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
So just for being a spaz.
So are auctions unethical?
No.
No, because you're walking into it knowing that's exactly what the setup is. I mean.
Sounds a little slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything
we got a lot
is.
More. And we'll get to them in a moment. You can send yours in if you want to see what the Office of Ethics feels is accurate.